going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on an NFL Draft Football Friday. Let's rock and roll. You know I got a big old smile on my face as the Cowboys did the right thing. I love it. Big, strong guy. What is he, 330 pounds, 340 pounds? Holy cow. Did you see how he picked up that other player back there after he got drafted? He was like, come with me, young man. I'm just jogging here. Like it's a jaunt to a picnic in a prairie with a 250-pound son of a gun right here, and he's going to be doing that for the Cowboys now, probably at right guard, 321. That's an athlete right there. Obviously love football. Obviously love being with the Cowboys. Oh, yeah. That was outstanding television to watch, you know, and then to later listen to him. Just, you know, everything that he brought to the party last night, I was so happy for him and really happy for the Cowboys and their fans that we're getting, you know, serious about rebuilding a run game. It's been a long time since it was like, oh, here comes the Cowboys offensive line and a good runner. And I think we could be just hours from that falling back into place once again. So, pardon me, but I'm excited. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. I don't know if we'll have time for what you drink and what you're thinking tonight. We'll be back into the draft coverage coming up at 6 o'clock. There's a lot of things to talk about.
6 o'clock, yeah.
There's Broadus in his draft show, Apollo. You and Wolchuk in matching baby blue Cowboys polos here. Those look sharp.
How about that? If it's free, I'll take three. If I have to pay, no way. The scouting motto. But yeah, thank you to Miller Lite for the nice polos that we're wearing today. We're like the Ryder Cup, Dawson. We're kind of like Ryder Cup partners.
I'll drink to that.
You know,
very
like
nice.
Teammate, Ryder
in
Cups.
Uniform. Yeah. Shake and bake, baby.
Yeah.
Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's set for 4 flawless right here. Of course, Wolchuk and she a follower in the house. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Yes, you know, I would say reaction from the fan base on Twitter is, you know, about what we experienced last night at our pluckers. You know, a lot of people really wanting a wide receiver, wanting Matthew Golden, wanting a running back, but the Cowboys went a different path. You've heard from me. I like this move. How about you guys? Did it get the thumbs up from you guys?
I'm giving it the thumbs up. I mean, obviously, I think Ted Roe McMillan and the Cowboys said it too. If he had been there at 12, that was the guy that we would have liked, or I would have liked personally. Mm-hmm. And I think they would have too. I mean, he would have been an excellent compliment to CeeDee Lamb. When that didn't happen, the conversation pivots to Booker and then Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss. I mean, that I do believe that they stuck to their board. I mean, that's how they had it. BPA, and this is one of those weird drafts, we've talked about it, where there's going to be a lot of variance in opinion. I think a lot of teams' boards are going to look very different to others, and we'll see how the Cowboys' evaluation ends up being. But Tyler Booker fits a need, and I don't think it's ever bad to address line of scrimmage. I think offensive line has the highest hit rate in the first round compared to any other position. They need to hit on this pick. He's going to be very helpful. And you know what? If you wanted a left tackle, they now have a lot of players that can compete. And Brian Schottenheimer said play your best 5 last night. Mm-hmm. So I think Tyler Booker is plug and play. He's going to be your starting right guard. But if something happens and Tyler Guyton shows up and he does not earn that spot, they've got position flexibility here. You can kick Tyler Smith to left tackle, and you have a variety of guys who could then possibly compete to earn the left guard spot. So they've added a lot of competition on the offensive line, and you better damn be good in the middle of your offensive line in this division, as Corey just said, with Philadelphia, with Washington, with New York, what they're doing with Dexter Lawrence. Brian, you've talked about this. They're kind of built to win the division. I think this is another move to help do that. Maybe it doesn't help them against some other teams. I don't know, but offensive line travels. And when they've had the best chance to possibly break this drought and get to a conference championship game, it's been 2014, it's been 2016, and the offensive line was the best in football.
Yeah, this really came down to because we had a lot of discussions about McMillan and then Golden. And it really, that those were the discussions that, you know, everybody like, oh, it's receiver, it's receiver, it's receiver. You know, but they're really, when you put your stack together, and I know we've talked about it here in our show and some other platforms, Love of the Star and things like that, is that if it's McMillan, okay, then where is the last receiver in that group? There were going to be players in between that. The fact that they were talking about Booker and even talking about Nolan, they were looking at line help, regardless whether it was the offensive line or the defensive line. So it really never was. I know there was just so much talk about skill and skill and skill. Yeah, it was that when it was McMillan was going to be there. But then it turned into, now, where's the stack? How's the stack going to play? Is how many players do they have between McMillan and, say, Golden on their board? And obviously they had several. They had, you know, they had with Booker being there. And then also the thought about Nolan, those discussions. These are discussions they had on Wednesday. They were planning on the potential that they were going to lose McMillan in this draft, you know, and give them some credit. I will give them some credit for being ready for that. They had those discussions, and they felt like that Booker, the plug and play, I think it tells you a little bit what they might try to do scheme-wise too, you know, with some of the stuff with some of the inside zone stuff, the combo blocks. They call it dual blocks, things like that. Push guys second level, push guys to second level. Maybe some pin and pull stuff on the edge. But now the mission turns into finding a back that kind of complements that running style. And there's several in this draft. And I think it's going to come when this thing opens tonight. You're going to see them talking about, you know, when Dallas has the chance to pick a runner, a receiver, a defensive tackle one technique, and then also a corner.
And we're going to get into these players a lot. It's going to be an exciting hour or so as these picks start coming off the board. How plug and play is he, Brian? I like this. Yeah. I'm assuming that this is a way or easier transition to the league than what we just saw with Guyton.
Well, see, and Zach will tell you the same thing. Guyton, what, double-digit games?
He started 1 year.
Yeah, but that's it. You know, he didn't... Booker has played in some massive games. Not that Guyton had, just the experience of Tyler Booker alone.
Yeah, he started as a true freshman in Alabama. I mean, both guard spots.
The learning curve for him, I think, is going to be much smaller than it was for Guyton. I really do.
And I do love with this new coaching staff, Clayton Adams, OC, offensive line background, Connor Riley, and what he's done developing offensive linemen at the college level. It's fair to be optimistic about all these guys, and that makes you feel even better about Booker. Like, he's stepping into a great situation. We always talk about it with quarterbacks. Hey, what situation did they land in? It applies to every position to some extent, and I think he's stepping into a great one right now.
Man, this is what's so unfortunate about this offensive line room. This is the third coach they've had. If you go back to with Joe Philbin and Mike Solari, and now they doubled up, basically. You got a line coach and an offensive coordinator that's a line coach.
It's a great point.
They've made a commitment to try and make that front better. And now go out and find a way to make the running game better with a running back.
Stephen Jones said today that they don't feel like they need a running back tonight. Do you think that's bluster?
Yeah, I think he's blustering you right now.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think the stuff with Breece Hall is legit. There's some whispers that they're trying to trade with the Jets for Breece Hall. Maybe that's something that works afterwards. He talks well about the guys. No, he's got a couple of guys. He's got a couple of guys that can't carry the load. Like, you cannot tell me you cannot look at these players that are currently on the board that are left. And we didn't get the run on the running backs that we kind of thought there might be. Now, there might be, when we start day two, there might be a run on some of these running backs. But the quality of the position is, you cannot ignore that when you get down to 44.
Do you think Breece Hall is their backup plan?
I think Breece Hall is something that they're talking about potentially being a feature guy. Get him as a feature, and then maybe you also look at something in the fifth round or sixth round with some of those later picks. It's kind of like if you had, I think if you had Rico Dowdle, you could wait. You could have waited until day three and done that. But I don't think you have that luxury right now.
I think you're right. I think that would make sense. If Breece Hall is a backup plan, maybe like a Jameson Williams that we talked about for a third or who, whatever ends up happening, like some of these other trades, that could be like a fallback. We don't end up getting our guy. I think 44 tonight, I would guess it's corner or running back. I think Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins, the two Ohio State kids, they both had in for visits.
Yeah.
So they clearly like both. I think Henderson comes off the board first.
Yeah.
And going by what you're talking about with what they want to do, I think Quinshon Judkins fits best for what they're talking about with the inside power running game, the inside zone. I think Judkins is the guy that I'd probably look at 44 personally that would probably be available. The question would be, if you get one of these hurt corners that slide, Will Johnson, Revel from East Carolina, maybe Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame, do they have that conversation? Like, would you rather take one of these corners? Probably depends on how their board looks. Is Judkins higher or one of these corners? But I'd probably narrow it down to those two positions for 44 to me. And I think that they've seen themselves get screwed by runs on running backs in the last two drafts, and they haven't been able to get their guy. If Judkins is their guy, or maybe it is Henderson that slides there, I think they just turn the card in and take it.
Looking at these BPA boards, though, Brian, it does seem like there's way more than 12 quality guys out there. At 44, there's going to be something to be excited about.
This board sets up really, really nice for Dallas in a couple of different ways. Like I mentioned, the running back, I think the receiver room, I think the cornerback room will all be helped here. You know, when I watch Junkins play, I think of Brian Robinson from the Commanders, that type of play. This guy catches the ball extremely well, and he does a really good job of kind of being able to lower his shoulder, finish runs. He is a very, very tough runner with the ball in his hands.
He is.
Would you be looking at the Shedeur Sanders room at 44? Any interest here, guys? Taking an opportunity here, getting some value at a quarterback.
Just for the reality TV portion of it, I do love getting the peek into that particular draft room right there, because that was pretty tough. It was funny to some extent, but it was also like, man, this is kind of a beating here.
I'm kind of bummed that now you had the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jags make that trade, because Cleveland would have the opportunity now to pair up Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Together with the top pick at 33, they could take Shedeur, and they could have just had both of them, and that would have been a lot of fun to see how that translates to the NFL. But hey, Jacksonville, shout out to that 34-year-old GM in his first draft, Gladstone. Yeah. He said, look at me, boys.
Yeah.
I'm making the move up. I'm going to get my guy.
Well, he's from the background of F them picks.
Yeah, well,
so he knows how to navigate this stuff. I think you have to keep an eye, and we got Jane Slater on the NFL Network right now. She's following the Saints. I wonder if Jane's even talking. The Saints have pick 40 in the second round. I wonder if, in fact, would Kellen Moore go this direction, with that, or would he think about something completely different from where, Sanders was a guy that maybe at 9 there was a thought that he might show up there, but they went right by him.
It would be a page out of the Howie Roseman book of you've got a high-paid quarterback, but in the second round, a Jalen Hurts, a Shedeur falls to you, and you're just like, dang it, he was high enough on our board to just say, let's go ahead and go for it. I could see Jerry making this a huge conversation if he's still there.
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be there. I was trying to find it, but the overwhelming Vegas odds say he's just going to go to Cleveland here at the top of the draft. It's going to be a short night here for Shedeur.
Cleveland's got two picks here at 33 and 36. Vegas is still there at 37 that could possibly have interest. The Saints at 40. The Jets at 42. All of those would be teams that I think would be considering drafting Shedeur.
All righty. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Salute to all the Tolos who came by. Pluckers in Addison last night. Rodeo Ron. Probably hung out for 3 hours of it. It was great. Getting more of the story here as he's coming up, I believe, on 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So many Tolos there last night having a great time. And they were on a roll. At one point, we nailed 6 picks in a row.
Like the specials were just flying right and left.
Wow. You guys had some better drafters and GMs than we did in Grapevine, I would say. The first four picks, we were dialed. And then after that, man, things got a little...
Kind of went to hell.
Kind of went all over the place on us. I think we probably hit maybe 11 or 12 of the 32. Because you didn't have the tip or the pick tipping as much. You know, you couldn't just jump on Twitter and get the name 5 minutes before it's announced. There was only like Jordan Schultz was doing it. Aaron Wilson, I think, was another guy that was doing it. But... That was, we just went by the book, and we took some L's last night.
Yeah, like you had to do some old-fashioned journalism. There was no leaks. I guess they're trying to shut that down, create a little bit more drama for the television. And it was. How was yours over there, Lucius?
Hey, we were lit in Arlington. It was lit. I got booed like when I announced food as the winning prizes. They wanted liquor. They wanted to fire it up, bro. They were screaming and hollering. We had a good time. But, we had massive L's on the board. I even kept a sheet right here. Because I've never seen this many. Like, we've been doing this, what, 20 years, they say?
Yeah.
I've never seen this many L's in a row, bro. Out of, how many is it, 32 teams? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 L's on the board.
Wow.
Oh, man. You're talking about having to host.
Yeah.
I got to keep the energy up.
Sorry, guys. It's
people are mad, man.
Lucius, if we could get the name of those people, I want to make sure that they, if they ever tweet at me, that I remind them that they weren't very good doing this either.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody reminded me that Woolchuck was buying shots at the last time he was doing this, and he was like, Woolchuck was buying shots, so
that guy was ball sacking.
Is that what you're doing?
No. You guys got this all wrong. You're supposed to buy me shots. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, shout out to Xavier, though, man. Xavier had it lit out there.
Salute.
Yeah. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, and thanks to Pluckers.
So many people out there. And your chicken guy was out there that looks like Carlos Esposito, the actor.
Oh, Todd.
Yeah, he was out there.
Todd's the man.
He's a good dude.
I'm glad. That's
awesome. It was lit out there, bro.
Man, I've been
recovering. We had so much tequila on deck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was rocking.
You got the good stuff, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Casamigos was what they had there.
Okay.
And I had a whole lot of it.
Man, I had a whole lot of the Cajun wings. I got on a run with the Cajun dry rub yesterday, and I couldn't get enough.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'm going back this week.
I went with the Baker's Gold, which is that Gold Rush with the medium, or the Buffalo medium or whatever.
Okay, did they have the sauce there anymore? Because I asked, and they were looking at me like I was crazy. I was trying to explain it. So this is syrup stuff that you guys pour on the wings, and him looking at me like I was silly.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
I don't think it's there anymore.
I didn't see any of that.
But I did take some wings to go. So I can eat them today, and they're right here in the Pim Cup right now.
Oh, that's weird.
I had breakfast wings this morning.
Breakfast wings.
Wow. Sure did. Wow.
Well, speaking of winning, boys, I just heard from Tolo. He says, thanks for the draft coverage, and he has sent 5 brisket sandwiches downstairs for us.
Let's go.
So we're going to be feasting like kings as we return for the top 10 at 220. Woolchuck, where are we going with it?
All righty. I've got the top 10 best second-round picks in the history of the NFL. And what's the weirdest thing you've ever sold? That's next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 220. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, Zach with an H, your woolly bully.
All right, we're going to get into the top 10 best second-round NFL draft picks. 877-881-1053. Do you have a personal favorite? But also, I want to ask, what's the weirdest thing you've ever sold? I did hear this clip from Micah Parsons, though, that was circulating. And he was doing his thing on Bleacher Report, I believe, and was reacting to all the picks in real time. And we'll get to more of his reaction on Tyler Booker. But this clip stood out to me in a big way as he talks about having to get ready to face this offensive line.
Just say Tyler in the meeting room and you're going
to
get one of them.
I'm literally got might have to do 100 push-ups as it is because I got to get ready for practices anchoring and pass rushing against two beasts.
Like, yeah. So you're showing up to practice?
It's going
to
be a wild camp. It's going
to
be a wild
You're showing camp. Up to camp?
Yeah, I'll be at camp.
Okay, good. I know.
Yeah, I'll be at camp. So Mike will be at training camp. I mean, we were kind of wondering, what is he going to, what's up with the contract? But he said he's going to be there. So we should expect Micah to be there.
Yeah, you know, but that's slippery.
You think the high-pitched tone was like, yeah, I'll be at camp.
Yeah, sure, I'll be at camp after they give me a deal.
Yeah,
you know,
if the deal's done.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just didn't say it.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks in. Looks like Zach and CD got there eventually. Right. You know.
That's true.
Yeah, at any point, yeah, he could show up to Oxnard on the final day.
But he's at camp.
And come through on his word.
That's a very good point.
Maybe I'll be at camp in 26. I'll be at camp.
I'll be at camp. I'll be there.
We'll be at camp, too.
I'll be at camp. Yeah, we'll be there. I don't know if everyone, some other people out here that are trying to act like they know what the hell they're talking about are going to be there. We've got Miro skating again, boys. I'm seeing some live video from our friend Leah Simakopoulos. He's looking good. He's looking good. He's doing some tricks out here. We are probably building towards the Miro return. Maybe they want to just save this for game 5 at home, like Landeskog did. They save that for at home against Colorado.
Is that what you would do?
Or you hope for the game 5 crowd pop?
No.
You put him out there tomorrow night?
Man, I put him out there tomorrow night. Let's try and get this thing to 3-1.
I'm kind of with you. I don't want to play with fire. Colorado scares me.
Yeah, just let's kill the monster before you can, you know, don't let that thing hang around.
We want to shake off Russ. Also, it's going to mess with the vibes. It's going to make things weird. You know, you think it's a coinky dink that Landeskog came back, the building's electric, and they only score one goal?
Could be a good point there.
It's just weird. It's going to throw off lines. It's going to throw off chemistry just a little bit. It takes a while to reset it.
And jump back Dawson. This is one of the best probably 10 players in hockey, would you say?
I hear you. I'm just saying, if we do need to have a reset game, I want to go through that reset game and have 3 more to play, right? I don't want to put off this reset game because I know there's a probability in there somewhere where it actually doesn't add. You know, the change actually can make you worse for a game or two when you're working guys back in.
I think that they've done a really good job of shuffling lines to begin with, and so I think they adapt. I think these guys will adapt. I think that. Yeah, man, Tyler Seguin, how many games he missed? Like over 50?
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he's part of it.
It was a buttload.
I just feel like kind of a team that's got some nice veteran leadership, veteran players, got some young guys involved. They kind of have figured out that, like, okay, we've been having to do this a little bit now. We've been losing guys, getting guys back. I just try and kill Colorado while I can.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Okay. You're right. Trap take there, Dawson. I love you.
Eight games in a row.
Oh, I know.
They lost.
I know.
This is fragile.
Yeah.
But we're on a 2-game heater. Let's go.
What have you done for me lately?
I'll tell you what. If Miro comes back and they look like crap, then I'm going to give you all the praise.
How many
world.
Minutes of hockey have they played? Including overtime.
They've only been
over 200 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
How many have they led, Wolchuk?
About 90 seconds.
Yeah, 90 seconds.
Okay, they just figured it out.
Maybe less.
Let's come together and stop losing every game. They have just figured it out.
I think they've figured it out. I do. Right. I think they've figured it out.
We're going to go really positive here. We'll see what they end up doing. Okay?
I'm the dumbass to pick Colorado in 6.
I know. I'm glad that you called yourself that. Oh, all right. Here we go.
Yep.
The weirdest thing you've ever sold.
We're starting that.
Sold a $5 shirt off my back at a party for
$40.
Throw
some of that brisket at me.
Yeah, I'll catch you with
like a
mouth.
Dog.
Sold someone baking soda one time who thought it was the other stuff.
Oh, there you go.
That's how you get murdered, bro.
Yeah, that's not
you
cool.
You will get murdered.
Could have killed somebody.
You put your place in, you know, well.
Weirdest thing I've ever sold was some acid.
Whoa, I know where you was about to go.
Is that you personally will
No, 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 I've never done that.
Acid?
Is that ASSID?
Now that's out there, you could probably isolate it, and I'm going to have to live with that forever.
How much per cheek?
$25K, baby, you know me. But this was the weirdest thing that I've seen lately. This headline reads, Florida woman charged with selling human remains in their shop and on Facebook Marketplace. Is there a...
who's buying? There's a market for this?
52-year-old woman and a 33-year-old woman were charged with purchase or sale of human organs and tissue for allegedly buying and selling human remains at her shop. The shop's called Wicked Wonderland.
Yeah, we're digging up people.
Oh, so we're doing magic.
You get you a bootleg kidney or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, or are we doing organ?
Yeah, it seems like the organ harvesting.
Might be saving lives out here, man.
You can get a human rib for $35.
Is that just a bone?
Just one rib. You know?
A rib.
Just a rib.
That's better than still a tomahawk meat on it? Chop.
Still meat on that bone. Vertebrae for $35.
Come on, bro.
The human skull fragments were $90. And then you can get...
I think this is magic stuff.
So we're back to doing this.
Yeah, we're back to...
Well, we've been doing this for a while. Like in the 1800s in America, it was weird. We would sell body parts. We would kill people and then sell their body parts across the land.
And what were they being used for?
I don't know. Like some for furniture, some for jewelry. For saying, I just got it.
You know, it was funny the other day.
Just the lore of having...
Yeah, have a finger.
The flex.
A few months ago...
Dude, you want to go see this human skull I've got?
Yeah, man.
A few months ago, I redid my license, so I'm an organ donor guy.
Oh, he's an organ
donor.
And
then every time I think about it now with Lucius going... Bro, they ain't bringing you back.
Yeah.
If you maybe can make it, they might not bring you back.
No. Yeah.
That's just my nerves. I think they'll see my insurance and be like, the other guy.
So
he can really use this. This fool to smoke these lungs out. He ain't got much time left anyway.
Take that fatty liver and see what you can do with it.
Fatty liver.
Yeah, listen, we can save one guy here, right? It's not going to be this one. Yeah.
So strange.
Guy wakes up and goes, I don't want his liver. What are you talking about?
Give me the other liver. We let this play out. We got two dead humans.
I'm addicted to a tequila now.
I never knew that this was a thing, but yeah, selling the human remains. Absolutely bizarre.
I think we're into voodoo, witchcraft, those kind of things.
Yeah,
some dark magic.
Dawson calls it kink, right? We call it kink?
No, I don't think that's kink.
Maybe
that's,
some kink
that's
involved. How about those people that...
That's cannibalism.
How about those people that like to have relationships with dead people? You seen that
necrophilia?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I have heard
people
about
being
that.
Around.
That is crazy.
That is just bizarre. All right. The best second round draft pick, seamless transition.
Here
top
we go.
10 here. Just to get you excited for tonight.
These are all warm blooded bodies.
Yeah, these are living. Well, I think all of these players are going to be living. We'll see if we get to one that's
best
not.
Second rounders in Cowboys history?
Just in general?
Just in world history?
Just in general.
I was going to fire Sean Lee.
Sean
Trayvon
Lee.
Diggs.
I love both of those.
Jalen Smith.
Bruce Carter.
Who else?
Gavin Escobar, RIP.
There you go.
There haven't been a lot of good ones.
Played that game.
Did.
Yeah.
Connor Williams.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was a hell of a good one. Luke Schoonmaker.
Kelvin Joseph, boss man.
Boss man fat.
Mm. What are we doing?
I think we're rattling off the
No.
Names.
What are we, the Cowboys.
That's
what are
the Cowboys reset.
What are we doing?
10 is Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, that's Walter Juliff told us.
He was pretty damn good.
Yeah, Walter Juliff goes in that draft room. He goes, listen, you guys are all talking about how slow he is. Put him wherever you effing want to, but he's going to be a great player in this league. He told all the scouts that.
Man.
Stood up and said it. And because like, he doesn't run fast enough. He can't do this. And Juliff said, uh-uh. Put him wherever you want.
Baller.
You bunch of effers, but
yeah,
he's going to play.
He is one of the slowest receivers ever to be super productive. His rookie season, I mean, he came out of the gates on fire.
He sure did.
And I'll never forget
when he had his
face broken at the goal line by, I believe, a Jets defender.
Yeah.
And then he played the next week.
Freak.
I always thought Wayne Corbett got his face broken with the Jets. You remember him?
Man, Wayne Corbett was awesome.
He would always take the most wicked shots. They're like, oh, it's not getting up.
Derrick Henry's number 9.
Oh, geez.
Calais Campbell coming in at 8.
Did anybody ask Jerry about Derrick Henry last night?
No.
At the pressers?
So. I don't think so.
We've ended those questions?
Yeah, I think we decided to.
We simmered down after.
I mean, we'll see. Do they end up getting a running back? If they don't by tonight, maybe they bring it back up again.
You know, if you would have signed Derrick Henry last year, we wouldn't be talking
about
running
back. Wouldn't have this problem.
Tonight, Jerry.
Yeah. 7, Shady McCoy. A little high for me.
Ooh.
It's because he's an eagle.
Yeah, they put him up there.
I think he's even worse as just a blowhard on television who doesn't know what he's talking
way
about.
Worse. Yeah. I'd rather have those other three guys than Shady, though.
By the way, this Jacksonville GM,
He looks like a little boy.
What are we doing?
Like Peter Pan.
I mean, this guy's like, oh, okay.
You take that guy.
Bro, he does look exactly like Peter Pan.
Take this guy seriously if he walks into the room.
He's wearing tights.
Come on, Tink.
Wow. How old is he?
Peter Pan can draft his balls off, though.
The youngest GM of all time.
I'd take Peter Pan any day.
Yeah, me too.
He's an F these picks, guys, is what he is.
Yeah. 6 is Michael Strahan. It's a pretty good one.
Texas Southern down there.
40th overall pick in 93.
Yeah. Whose list was this, by the way? Because, LeSean McCoy over Derrick Henry in this list is laughable.
I would agree with that. This is
Elliot
Jason Shore Burgos.
Parks made this list.
Yeah.
This guy deserves to have his body parts
from the
sold
whip
off.
In Philly.
Jalen Hurts is going to be number one.
Yeah.
Probably.
Number one.
Maybe A.J. Brown.
Best.
5 is Devontae Adams.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Gronk at 4.
Hmm.
It gets better than Gronk?
It's better than Gronk, because number 3 is that guy that Brian won a Super Bowl with, a quarterback. I just don't want to say his name.
Was that one of those Detmer guys? Favre?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's pronounced Favre.
Favre.
Favre. Yeah.
Favre. That guy.
Mommy gave me the flip checks and said, hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Hungry!
He just skipped the chorus.
Number 2, I think, is the guy with one of the best NFL films lines of all time, Mike Singletary.
Oh, wow.
Is it all day?
Be here all day, baby. This kind of potty.
He was playing the Packers that day.
Yeah, man.
We smoked their ass.
The eyes. The Mike Singletary eyes.
Yeah. Wow.
Dude. You smoked their ass that day?
Oh, heck
like
yeah.
A barbecue brisket.
Be here all day. Yeah, you're on grass stains on your back.
Do you think Singletary is overrated?
No, absolutely not.
There's a contention out there that believes it.
I'll tell you what, though. His instincts were outstanding.
What was the best second round pick you ever made?
We traded for Hugh Douglas.
That worked out.
Yeah,
he didn't make the list, unfortunately. No,
but we traded for him. He was a first round pick, but the Jets. But
okay,
we traded.
So you gave the second.
We gave a second round pick for Hugh.
So it wasn't actually a selection. It was a trade.
It was a trade.
For the second rounder. But this just goes to show you how many good players you can still end up getting today. Mm. So no need to panic. Okay, somebody's going to be really good that's selected on this day. But number one, best second round pick of all time, and shout out to Black and Gold B from the 214. It is indeed Drew Brees.
Yeah, hard to argue.
Superchargers.
Yeah, Drew Brees, 13-time Pro Bowler. Would you say Brees over the Favre?
Ooh.
Who would you take? Who's the better all-time quarterback?
I got my Super Bowl ring on right now because of Favre.
So you got to go with the Favre.
I got to go with him. I can't go with Brees.
You can't go Breezy?
I can't go with Brees.
It's a toughie.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with 4.
Yeah.
Not nine.
Brees did have some years, man, where he was just absolutely epic. But there was something just fun, wild, and crazy about Favre. It's really upsetting that he's kind of tarnished his reputation like this. Really sad.
Croc pitch.
Because as a player, he was so damn fun to watch. And the Cowboys always kicked his ass. It was fun for me.
It never beat the Cowboys.
No.
Never.
And then things changed.
I think it's just what personality you want. Do you want alcoholic popping pills leading the charge, or do you want a quieter CEO type of guy?
I kind of like the fun.
Either one works, though. Like, as football players, I think it's dead balls on, you know?
Both were really good college quarterbacks. Purdue never won until Drew Brees got there, you know? He's won.
All right. I'm in an epic run of a certain kind of L at the house, I got to tell you about.
Another
here
ball through
next.
The window?
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that.
Might as well. Might as well.
All right. Well, it's perfect time for 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, though, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Greg Wyshynski is going to join us coming up at 3:20. We'll be talking Stars hockey with him and looking forward to that. My L is I'm on a run here where every time I turn around, somebody in the family's getting me for between $500 and $800. 2 weeks ago, I told you about the window. Okay.
Oh yeah,
that was only $450. Turned out not too bad.
That was a soccer fiasco.
Yeah, and then last weekend she broke her phone screen. All right. That's probably going to result in a whole new phone.
Is this a wife's screen or daughter's screen?
Daughter.
Okay.
And then today, as I was getting ready to leave for the house, dryer stops working.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have the warranty? Is this an old one?
You just had a situation. Was it the washer?
I just did replace the washer within the last year, so I'd probably replace the dryer within the last 2 or 3 years. But it's just hitting me over the head right now. It's payday, and I'm just trying to catch up from the damn window and the cell phone, and now you hit me with the dryer.
It's awful.
I'm like, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm going, and you have this damn inflation going on right now and the tariff concerns, so I'm already trying to pinch pennies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a giant Hoover's getting hooked up to my checking account every time I turn around, Brian.
It's just snowballing.
I don't even
you.
Have kids in college yet, like you.
Yeah. Yeah. It,
crazy.
Like I said, Dawson, and one day those kids will show up in line at a restaurant. They've already had all the food and they need money to pay the bill. So you really have no choice.
Yeah.
You have to like send them money right there so they can pay for the dinner.
Yeah, my biggest flub.
They've already had.
My biggest flub of all time was underestimating what a real steakhouse is and taking my now wife in college to a steakhouse for her birthday.
I love this story.
And it was, I immediately looked at the a la carte menu and knew that my $75 was not going to get it done.
Yeah. Ooh,
so I'm having to like, I'm having to go on damage control. I'm texting with my dad. I'm like, I don't really know if we should order yet. Let's kind of give us some more time.
Did you just admit it? Did you just tell
I
her?
I did.
Did you say, hey, babe, this...
Oh, man, I hope you had the food and they just threw you an apron. Like, here you go, bro.
Yeah, get in there and clean some dishes.
You know what you could do?
This was first date, though?
No, this wasn't first date. This was just first, like, big... Usually it was like a fast food hangout, Applebee's. Yeah. We're in college, you know? It was like a birthday deal. Let's go. I think it was the Queenie Steakhouse. And I was like, okay, now I know what people mean when they say steakhouse. This is a different level.
Fancy.
Yeah. Could you have just maybe gone for like let her have a meal and you had maybe French onion soup or something like that?
You know that wasn't gonna happen. Daddy
Eric, just go for the salad.
I thought then maybe
Eric, the bread, why don't we split a little something?
Did you think about? Did you ask her about maybe splitting something?
Yeah, well, it
not
was
a bad idea.
It was going to get to that. I was peppering my dad with some texts and some phone calls, and he had to.
We can share an appetizer. Then we got to go, honey.
Yeah,
Dad helped you out, huh?
Yeah. Thank God for Pops that night. Real MVP. Let's go ahead and do it, man. Let's make this thing official. We 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Biggest dub.
Our buddy Tim in Carthage. Biggest dub was draft day, of course. The biggest L, though, we drafted another Tyler on draft day. There's an influx of Tylers.
A lot of Tylers.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
We do have a
two of them are good.
An affinity for some Tylers. Yeah, at least two of them are good. The Tyler stuff is real. The Tyler bump, I think that's something to consider in future drafts when you're building out your board, trying to dial it in on what the Cowboys might want to do. Yeah. Those Tylers, especially on the offensive line, they're going to get more love.
I don't know who it is that thinks this is such a bad move. Is this delusional Dak believer that's thinking, just give my guy another wide receiver and we're going to the promised land?
Yeah, I understand it because you do have such a glaring issue there at the skill spot.
Yes.
So, like, you can make...
I want one, too.
You can make a heavy-handed argument at a lot of different positions, and everybody's all about the flash. Everybody's, you know, we're all ball watchers when it's all said and done. We want to see where the touchdowns are going to be. We want to see the chunk plays. We want to see the sexy highlights. You know, our guy Booker's probably not going to end up on a SportsCenter top 10 play unless he dirts somebody 50 yards down the field.
Might happen.
Oh, he will.
But, I just think everybody wants the sexy stuff. And when you need it, you know, this isn't a reach to say, oh, my gosh, they absolutely needed something like that. And so, yeah, our pluckers kind of, you could hear the dejection when you got the offer. But then when I started going around and it was like talking with the real football guys, they're like, dude, we need offensive line. You build it out in the trenches, man. You can't go wrong here unless the guy is a bust. But from everything we've heard about this guy, it seems like the floor is very, very high for this gentleman.
Yes, floor is very high. I think he's going to be great. And, you know, beyond that, I just don't want to get caught ball watching myself.
It's rampant.
It should be the goal to try to make a running game that's so good that you're just getting first downs without having to think about passing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like with Emmitt Smith. You know?
Yeah.
Could the Eagles do that? Yes, they could. Did they win the Super Bowl? Yes.
Did.
I would think, you know, the Chiefs had to. You know, and then maybe they didn't have the big-time running back, so Patrick Mahomes just did it himself. Dak's not going to do it himself, right? So, again, I don't know who thinks that we're a wide receiver away. You're a dominant running game away from giving Dak the kind of man looks that he needs in the secondary to post numbers like an MVP. I mean, their winning percentage when he's got to throw it 35 times plus is putrid, mm-hmm. right? Let's all say it together. Dak Prescott is a bus driver. Okay. And if you have one of those quarterbacks, you got to have an amazing run game. So I love they took an offensive lineman. And if Guyton doesn't play better this year, I want a left tackle in next year's round one.
Bada boom, bada bing. Dial it up in the trenches. But the man just gave us the order all together in unison.
Yeah.
Let's say it, boys.
Dak Prescott
is a bus driver.
I'm not saying it.
We didn't get enough participation from the
guys
class.
In the blue shirts were just...
No, they're scared.
Wolchek got to go into star tonight.
I was working on something else, you know. I was kind of trying to figure
something out. That's all right. You know, every good sports radio show needs homers, you know?
That's right.
Let's go, Cowboys.
Sign me up.
Let's go, Cowboys.
214, biggest dub, our guy Woody. Cowboys making some things happen right now. He feels good about it. He also got some fire OG, he says. And then
like
with an
classic OG, bro.
That's a good question.
Got classic OG, not that stepped on stuff they've been selling out here. I'm talking about real classic OGs from back in the day when you had New York Sour Diesel going around.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh,
Woody, what'd you get, man? He's feeling good about it though. He does not mention the opiates and the run that he's on though, because usually his dub every week how he's
Blue Dream. My God, you got some Blue Dream, bro.
Please don't tell me he's...
Hopefully it was Blue Dream, Woody. Yeah.
I don't think he'd be spending that kind of money on weed if he was back on the opiates.
Yeah, that's a fair point. 512, biggest L, diagnosed with a herniated disc.
That hurts.
It's a good inflection.
Thank you. Biggest dub, don't need surgery.
Yeah.
That is a big win, dude. Get some of that decompression going. Maybe
work
some of the
core.
The injection deals that they'll give you. Whatever you can to avoid the surgery is always the right move. Maybe you had maybe you got some BPC 157. Stuff is just rocking and rolling for people with injuries right now. Yeah, the peptide.
I need a line on that.
Yeah, I need to get a run on that as well. 940, biggest dub, seeing Rufus do Sol with my fiance right before we roll EDC tickets. So I don't know. There was
like rolling.
There was
at
a lot
EDC
going on
maybe?
There.
I don't
think
know.
These
shout
guys,
out to you, 940. That sounds great.
Did his wife have a dancing instructor?
Rolling with his honey
watch.
Bunny.
Go watch his wife dancing with some guy named Beefcake.
903, biggest L, no tax return after a month. Need that 33K? Is
cha-ching.
That what this dude's ready to?
Cha-ching.
That is one heck of a return.
Got a heck
friend.
Of a business.
Wow. 214, biggest dub, Vinny, our guy Vincent.
Vinny!
Housewarming party tomorrow.
Can't wait to crash it.
Got his first home. Him and the lovely fiance,
bro.
Dude. That's a wonderful deal. He gave me a glimpse of his man
get
cave.
Some windows for that house.
Pretty impressive stuff.
That's nice.
972 notes. We do have the Tylers are up right now in the Metroplex with Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker. Mm-hmm. And then you add Tyler Sagan, what he's been doing. Yeah. Tyler Malley pitching his tail off.
Yeah.
This might have been a really, really good move here.
It's the year of the Tyler.
It is the year of the Tyler.
Would
hopefully,
like to power rank them?
Hopefully we get Guyton to get on the good side of this Tyler bus. Okay, let's see here. We got some. We got a salutatorian to acknowledge, gentlemen.
Is that a second place?
I believe that is because valedictorian is the one.
Hey, congrats for being that smart though to get beat. You know, you're going to get the ribbon or sash or something around you. You know,
and he's getting some college paid for.
There you go.
So that's the real win right there for Pops.
Second place, I think.
I think we all agree. Could we say this in unison? Biggest L of the week.
Bus driver.
Shannon Sharp.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it just seems like it's getting worse every day.
It does feel like it's getting worse by the second. Shout out to Adrian Peterson, who unfortunately took an L last night after the Vikings draft party. A little DWI situation got him going at 3:20 in the morning.
I could have given him a ride home.
83 and a 55.
Oops.
That'll
no,
get
that
you.
That ain't good.
John
if you're
Morant.
You're going to be buzzed. You better be on that speed limit.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe you're thinking in Minnesota, I got that kind of cachet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is AP. Yeah. You
almost
know,
set the record. I was 9 yards from the record.
Yeah, I wonder
you
if
remember
you
remember my birthday party, Mr. Peterson. Would you put your hands behind your back, please?
And big dub. We'll call this the biggest dub of the week. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed against Ja Morant over the fight during that pickup game with the teenager.
Oh, good.
So that is now behind him. Unfortunately, he got banged up last night, and the Grizzlies look like a total disaster.
Don't think
he's
playing.
On crutches.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I got a
game four.
I did a search for Shannon Sharp here. I got to dig in here at the break. I had no idea how much worse it had gotten.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg Wyshynski is coming up at 3:20. We'll get you caught up on everything Rangers and Stars related, everything breaking here in the world of sports as we're in the midst of NFL Draft Football Friday show with the draft coverage resuming at 6 o'clock, and we're back here in the nation.